Okay, let's start with a headache that I think every business leader I've ever met has, but nobody really knows how to fix. It's not finding product market fit. It's not even hiring talent, though we'll get to that. It is the sheer crushing weight of feeding the beast.
Ah, the content
The
beast.
content beast, exactly. You build a company, you have this amazing product, and then you realize that to sell it, you essentially have to become a media company.
Right.
You need a blog, a YouTube channel, a podcast, a TikTok, a LinkedIn strategy. And suddenly, your tech company is, well, it's just a content factory that's running on manual labor.
It's the production bottleneck.
Yeah.
We used to worry about distribution. How do we get on TV? How do we get on the radio? Today, distribution is, it's basically free. The shelves are infinite.
But filling them.
But filling those shelves, that is still incredibly expensive, slow, and human intensive.
So today we're doing something a little different. We aren't just talking about a trend. We are conducting a sort of live strategy session.
Yeah.
We're going to look at how a business moves from that manual craft model, baking every loaf of bread by hand, to an industrial scale model using AI infrastructure.
This is the whole concept of the automated enterprise.
Right. And to keep us honest, we are using real players here. So we have a client for our case study, a company called AI Recruiter, and we have the Engine, which is a platform called Auto Content API.
And just to set the stage here, the mission isn't just to review these tools. We want to see if we can actually build a strategy where Auto Content API acts as the growth engine for AI Recruiter.
Yeah, can it actually work?
We're going to look at the workflows, the economics, and honestly, we're asking if this is actually a good idea or just more noise.
Let's start with the client then. I looked into AI Recruiter and my first thought was, okay, another resume scanner. But that's not really it, is it?
No, not at all. And that's a common misconception. Most hiring tools just, they parse keywords and PDFs. AI Recruiter is trying to solve the interaction gap. Their flagship feature is an AI video interviewer, an agent named Olivia.
An agent that you talk to.
Face to face, well, face to screen. Olivia can see, hear, and interact with candidates 24/7. So instead of a recruiter scheduling a phone screen for next Tuesday,
Right.
the candidate applies at 2:00 a.m. and interviews at 2:05 a.m.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate immediately. Is that not incredibly dystopian? I mean,
Yeah.
do people actually want to interview with a robot?
It's a fair question, but look at the friction in the current market. The biggest complaint from candidates is ghosting, applying, and then just hearing nothing for weeks.
Oh.
Olivia eliminates the wait. And the stats they claim are pretty wild. Screening is 20 times faster. Shortlisting is 15 times faster.
So you're trading that human touch for immediate response.
Exactly. And for the business, it cuts recruitment costs by up to 70%. It removes all that scheduling back and forth.
Okay, so the product works. It solves a real pain point, but here is the problem, and it's why we chose them for this depth dive. The recruitment market is so noisy.
So noisy.
Everyone claims to have AI. So how does a company like AI Recruiter compete for attention without hiring a marketing team of 50 people? Because right now, if they want to explain Olivia to the world, they have to write blogs, film demos, tweet, all manually.
And that is the classic scale paradox.
Yeah.
You have a tool that automates hiring, but your own marketing is still stuck in like 2010.
Yeah.
You can't outshout the giants with manual labor. You need leverage.
Enter the solution. Let's talk about Auto Content API. Now, I see API and my eyes glaze over a little bit. I've used ChatGPT, I use Claude. How is this different? Is it just a wrapper for those tools?
This is probably the most important distinction to make. Tools like ChatGPT or Notebook LM are consumer tools. Think of them like a very talented chef.
Okay.
You walk into the kitchen, you ask for a specific dish, and the chef cooks it for you. It's high quality, but it's manual. You have to be there to order it.
Right, so I'm the bottleneck in that scenario because I have to keep prompting it.
Correct. Auto Content API is not a chef. It's a food processing plant. It is infrastructure. It's headless. That means there is no chat interface where you type, "Please write me a poem." It's designed to be connected to code. You build the assembly line once, and it produces thousands of units without you standing there.
So it's the plumbing, the stuff behind the scenes.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And the core philosophy is content transformation, not just generation. This is key. A business like AI Recruiter already has the information. They have technical docs. They have data on hiring trends. They have success stories.
They just can't change its format.
They lack the capacity to change its format.
That makes so much sense because traditionally, if I have a blog post about the future of hiring and I want to turn it into a video, I need a video editor. If I want a podcast, I need a producer. Social clips, I need a social manager.
That's the four-team bottleneck.
Yeah.
Auto Content API decouples this. You feed one input, say, a URL, and it triggers multiple outputs simultaneously. It has endpoints for explainer videos, podcasts, deep research, and social shorts.
Okay, let's stop talking theory. I want to build this. We are the new growth architects for AI Recruiter. We have the keys to the Auto Content API. Where do we start?
You always start with the asset you own, the website.
I'm looking at AI Recruiter's site right now. It's fine. You know, they have landing pages for features like talent analytics and auto CV matching. The copy is decent, but it's just walls of text.
And we know the data on this. People don't read, they scan. If I'm an HR director and I land on a page with three paragraphs of text about CV parsing, I might just bounce.
So strategy A is the explainer video endpoint. Walk me through the workflow. How does this actually happen?
It's an automated loop. You set up a script that crawls AI Recruiter's sitemap. It finds the URL for auto CV matching. It reads the text on that page. It understands the value proposition, which is saving time. And then it automatically generates a 60-second animated explainer video.
Automatically, like no human writing the script for it.
No human. The API writes the script, selects the visuals, generates the voiceover, and renders the file.
Okay, but I have to pause here. We've all seen bad AI video. If these look like garbage, isn't that just gonna hurt the brand more than it helps?
That's the fear, right? But the source material here highlights the use of professional avatars. So you can choose a specific face for the brand, maybe a custom avatar that looks like a professional recruiter, and use that consistently across every single video.
Okay, so you get consistency.
You ensure you don't get that weird, shifting AI look.
And the SEO benefit here is dwell time, isn't it?
It's huge. Google watches how long people stay on a page. If you have a video, people stop to watch it. Pages with video are, what, 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google?
Now let's talk about the money, because this is where I got really stuck. If AI Recruiter hired a freelancer to make a 60-second animated explainer for talent analytics, what are they paying?
For a decent quality manual video, you're looking at $300 minimum. If you want a pro voiceover and script revisions, it's easily $500 to $1,000 per minute.
Okay. According to the auto content pricing in the notes, a video costs roughly 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to be about €4.
€4.
€4 versus $300. That sounds too good to be true. My skepticism alarm is just ringing off the hook.
Yeah.
If it's that cheap, why isn't everyone doing it? And doesn't this just mean the internet is about to be flooded with cheap, spammy videos?
That is the risk. We're absolutely going to see a flood of low-quality content. But for a company like AI Recruiter, this is cost arbitrage. It allows them to do something they just couldn't afford to do before. Target the long tail.
Define that for us.
Okay, so imagine a keyword like best AI recruiting tool for dental hygienists in Chicago.
Very specific.
Tiny, tiny search volume. Maybe 10 people a month search for that. You would never pay a human $300 to make a video for those 10 people. The ROI just isn't there.
But for €4...
For €4, you can make that video. And if one person converts, you've made a massive profit. So AI Recruiter can literally generate thousands of videos for every niche industry, nursing, engineering, retail, and just dominate the search results in a way that a human team simply cannot.
So it's not just about doing the same thing cheaper. It's about doing things that were previously economically impossible.
Correct.
Okay, so we've flooded the landing pages. Strategy A is locked. But videos only work if people are already looking for you. AI Recruiter needs to establish authority before the sale. They need to be thought leaders.
And this is usually the hardest thing to automate.
Yeah.
Trust requires insight, you know? You can't just have a bot regurgitate Wikipedia.
Right. If I'm an HR director, I want to know about bias reduction in 2026 or the impact of remote work on retention. I don't want generic fluff.
This brings us to strategy B. The deep research endpoint.
Okay, how is deep research different from me just asking ChatGPT to write a blog about hiring trends?
Well, standard LLMs like ChatGPT are trained on past data and they hallucinate. They make things up to please you.
Right.
The deep research endpoint is agentic. It browses the live web. It goes to the Financial Times. It goes to SEC filings. It looks at government labor statistics.
So it's acting like a real research analyst.
It gathers facts, cross-references them, and then produces a structured report with citations. It's not creative writing. It's information synthesis.
Okay, so AI Recruiter sets up a trigger. Every morning at 6 Bahari M, the API scans the web for hiring trends. It produces a report. But, and here's the kicker, nobody wants to read another report. We are drowning in text.
Which is why we connected to the podcast API.
This is my favorite part of the whole stack. We take that dry, fact-checked research report and we pipe it straight into the audio generator.
And suddenly, AI Recruiter has a daily podcast called The Daily Hire. They haven't recorded a single minute of audio. They haven't hired a host. But every morning, there is a fresh 10-minute episode discussing the latest labor statistics fully produced.
And the source material mentions voice cloning. So theoretically, they could clone the CEO's voice.
They could. Imagine the CEO update. The CEO records a few minutes of audio one time to train the model. Then the API generates the daily market update in the CEO's voice. It solves the CEO paradox. Customers want to hear from the leader, but the leader has no time to record.
Is that authentic? If I'm listening to the CEO, but I know it's AI, do I care?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? I think we are moving to a world where if the content is valuable and the data is accurate, we care less about the biological origin of the voice.
Mm.
If the daily hire gives me a competitive edge in my job, I'll listen, even if I know it's synthetic.
It's utility over novelty.
Exactly. And don't overlook the format. The API can generate a dialogue host and expert, just like us. That dynamic is crucial because it increases retention. A monologue puts people asleep. A conversation keeps them engaged.
So we have video covered for SEO. We have audio and research for authority. Now let's talk about reach. Strategy C AI Recruiter is a digital platform. Olivia works anywhere. But right now, their content is likely just in English.
This is the translation play. And frankly, it's the lowest hanging fruit for ROI.
The Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. But you mentioned earlier, it's not just translation.
No, it's resynthesis. Think about dubbing a movie. Bad dubbing is really distracting. This API transcribes the English content, translates the text, and then regenerates the audio in Spanish, German, or Japanese, matching the timing.
So they flip a switch, and the daily hire is now available in Berlin, Tokyo, and Mexico City.
Instantly.
That is wild. Their total addressable market just multiplied by 5 overnight. They don't need to hire a head of content DACH region.
It's hyperscalability. You are scaling your output without scaling your headcount. But I want to pivot to something even faster. We've talked about long-term SEO and daily podcasts. What about social media, the trends happening right now?
The notes mention social feeds integration, specifically Twitter or X and Reddit.
This is the newsjacking strategy. Speed is the only currency that matters here.
Okay, paint me a picture. How does AI Recruiter use this without, getting into trouble?
All right, so let's say a topic like quiet quitting starts trending on Reddit again. Or maybe a big tech company announces they're replacing 500 workers with AI. That is a massive recruitment story.
Right. That's the water cooler conversation of the day.
The Auto Content API detects this trend via the social feed integration. It sees the sentiment is high. It triggers the deep research agent to understand why it's trending so it doesn't say something stupid. Then it automatically generates a reaction video short.
Vertical format, ready for TikTok.
Vertical, 9.16. Subtitles, avatar. The script might say, everyone is talking about the tech layoffs today, but here's what the data says about hiring in the startup sector.
And this happens in, minutes?
Minutes. While their competitors are scheduling a meeting to discuss maybe doing a post about this next week, AI Recruiter is already the top search result on TikTok for that trend.
That is the first mover advantage on steroids. But I have to ask, is it safe? What if the bot misinterprets the news? What if it makes a joke about a tragedy?
And that is the danger of fully autonomous loops. You need guardrails. The best practice here is human in the loop.
Okay.
The API generates the video, sends it to a Slack channel, and a human just has to click approve. It still saves 99% of the work, but it prevents the PR disaster.
Okay, that makes me feel better. You get the speed of AI with the safety break of a human.
Exactly.
We've covered all the external stuff, marketing, sales, global, but there's one more area in the outline that I think is actually the sleeping giant. Internal strategy? Because AI Recruiter isn't just selling, they have their own employees to train.
This is massive. Think about knowledge transfer. In most companies, it is broken. You have these dense, PDFs, technical manuals, sales playbooks, compliance updates.
I admit it, I don't read them. Nobody reads them.
Nobody does.
Yeah.
But you have to know the info. AutoContent positions itself as the enterprise alternative to Google's Notebook LM here. AI Recruiter can feed their own proprietary technical manuals, how Olivia works, the new API updates into the system.
And turned it into a private podcast for the team.
Yes. But think about the use case. You are a sales rep for AI Recruiter. You are driving to a client meeting. You have 20 minutes in the car. You aren't going to read a PDF.
No way.
But you can ask the app, give me a briefing on the new feature set, and it generates a 5-minute audio summary just for you.
It turns dead time into learning time.
And because it's an API, it's secure.
Yeah.
That's the difference from just uploading your company's secrets to a public chatbot. It stays within your infrastructure. It aligns the team faster than any seminar could.
So if we zoom out, we've taken AI Recruiter, a company that was arguably stuck in the manual era of marketing, and we've plugged them into this automated enterprise architecture.
And look at the scorecard. They have hyperscalability publishing hourly instead of weekly. They have radical efficiency reducing unit costs from $300 to 4 euros. And they have omnichannel ubiquity. They are everywhere their customers are.
It feels almost unfair. If I'm a competitor to AI Recruiter and I'm still hiring freelancers to write one blog post a week,
you're bringing a knife to a drone strike. It's a completely different level of warfare. And this connects to a bigger shift we need to understand. We are entering the agentic web.
What does that mean, really? Agentic web?
It means the web is evolving. It used to be humans creating content for other humans to read. Now we have machines like AutoContent API creating structured content. And who is consuming it? Well, often it's other machines.
Like search engines and AI assistants.
Exactly. When you ask Google's AI for an answer, it needs to find that answer somewhere. But creating all this structured fact-check content, AI Recruiter isn't just talking to people. They are training the AI that people use to find answers.
So they are feeding the algorithm exactly what it wants.
High volume, high quality, structured data. That helps the machines help the humans, the recruiters, hire better.
It's a fascinating loop. Machines helping machines help humans.
That's the future of the enterprise.
So here's the thought I want to leave you with. We've walked through the math, we've seen the workflow. It's impressive, but it's also a little terrifying if you're on the other side of it.
It should be.
If your competitor is using an API to generate 100 assets for the price of your one, if they are reacting to news in 5 minutes while you take 5 days, how long can you actually survive on manual mode?
That is the question every CEO needs to answer this year.
Plenty to think about. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us. We'll see you next time.